For this Friday, July 11th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A Posey County jury came to a verdict in a trial for an Evansville man charged with child molesting. Officials say 61-year-old Jeffrey Wagner was found guilty of two charges of child molestation and another felony charge in court on Thursday. They say Wagner was arrested back on April 28th of 2021, but posted bond and remained free until the guilty verdict. Wagner is scheduled to be sentenced at 1 p.m. on August 12th, where he faces a maximum penalty of 100 years in prison. Officials with Posey County Emergency Management say there was a gas leak in Mount Vernon. Around 1 p.m. yesterday, they said anyone in the area of West 7th Street, West 8th Street, and West 9th Street needed to evacuate and avoid the area. Around 1:45 p.m., officials said residents could go back home and the leak had been fixed. Next week is the Posey County Fair at 111 Harmony Township Road in New Harmony. The fair runs from July 14th through July 19th. Admission is $8 per person, and kids that are 10 years old and younger get in for free. The gate admission includes free carnival rides, free kids zone activities, and free main arena events. There will be numerous food vendors plus air-conditioned meals in the community center. You can view the schedule of events and more information at PoseyCountyFair.com. There's an update on the fundraising efforts for a new pavilion at the Posey County Fairgrounds. Officials say so far just over $1.5 million has been raised for the project. Once the building plans are complete, they'll accept bids and get permits. They hope the new building will be ready by next year's fair. The Posey County Health Department shared on Facebook that tomorrow there is a destination wellness event at SEMO from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. This will be an interactive community event that educates children and their families regarding proper diet and exercise and helps to mitigate fears children may have in medical situations. The free event will include hands-on activities and live demonstrations from all aspects of the medical field. There will also be giveaways of backpacks filled with school supplies, bicycles with helmets, and much more. Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department says that tomorrow there is a Splash into Aquapalooza event at the Rush Fullwater Community Center. It will be from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. on Saturday. There will be a couple of water inflatables. One of the water inflatables is called All Blown Up, which is an extreme water slide obstacle course, and the other is a dolphin dive water slide. From Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals won the rubber match of their three-game series at home versus the Washington Nationals 8-1. The Cardinals pick up win number 50 of the season as they improve to 50-44. St. Louis starts a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves this evening at 7:15. The Chicago Cubs were able to avoid the three-game sweep of Minnesota as they beat the Twins 8-1. The Cubs move to 55-38 on the year. Chicago heads to New York to face the Yankees tonight at 6:05. The Cincinnati Reds split their four-game series at home with the Miami Marlins as the Reds took the finale 6-0. Cincinnati's record climbs to 48-46. The Reds are home this weekend for three games as they take on the Rockies, and the series begins this evening at 6:10. That's news and sports for this Friday, July 11th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.